Well, this year the Eurovision Song Contest is taking place in Tel Aviv, Israel, and is just 93 kilometres away from the Gaza Strip, where Israeli and Palestinian forces have been fighting. But at 4:30 a.m, a ceasefire was declared, ending a weekend of horrific violence that saw the deaths of at least 25 Palestinians and 4 Israelis, amongst them 2 pregnant women and a 12-year-old boy. With the ceasefire in place, there is the hope for peace for the people of Gaza and also for the hosting of Eurovision. Sonia Lal has this report.
Before 4:30 a.m, the chilling sound of rocket fire engulfed the sky above the Gaza Strip. Now, silence consumes the territory after a ceasefire was reached between Israel and Palestine, bringing respite to the inhabitants who have endured days of extreme violence and suffering. Kevin Borum, former lecturer in international law at the Australian National University College of Law, conveys that for the Israeli government, one of the factors contributing to the ceasefire was a Eurovision Song Contest that is taking place next week in Tel Aviv from May 15 to 18.
It's likely that the Israeli government partly had this in mind in agreeing to a ceasefire, because although the Eurovision Song Contest doesn't sound like a major international event, it contributes to the desire of Israel to show that it's a normal country capable of hosting normal international activities. The Israeli government and Prime Minister Netanyahu in particular didn't want it disrupted by warfare over the Gaza border.
In a statement given to Lebanese newspaper Al Akbar, an unnamed source from Palestinian factions within the coastal enclave issued a warning for the song contest, relaying, "In the near future, pressure from the Gaza Strip will increase to the point that it might lead to the ruining of the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest." Palestinian Islamic Jihad group, also known as the PIJ, also released a statement to the Palestinian media as the Israel Air Force started striking dozens of terror targets in Gaza, saying, "We will prevent the enemy from succeeding in establishing any festival aimed at harming the Palestinian narrative." However, Mr. Borum does not think that groups such as Hamas or the PIJ will target an event such as Eurovision.
There's no one body in Gaza, including Hamas, which can control the use of rockets. Also, the rockets that they use are not thought to be very sophisticated, although there is speculation that that elements in Gaza might have received rockets which are capable of better targeting, particularly from Iran. But I don't think that at the moment elements in Gaza are capable of targeting to the extent which would be necessary to hit a particular event like this.
Rehearsals are already underway, with entrants from countries such as Finland, Poland and Hungary taking to the stage in the Expo Tel Aviv Convention Centre. The duration of the ceasefire is tenuous, and despite Egypt and Qatar brokering the negotiations, Mr. Borum identifies only one nation as having the power to potentially intervene.
Well, it's only the United States which is capable of playing that sort of role. We are constantly told that the Trump administration is going to produce its peace plan sometime soon, but clearly the Palestinians justifiably don't see the Trump administration as capable of understanding their interests or pursuing them in a peace settlement. So the possibility of the United States playing such a role in the current administration is nil.
Kevin Borum, former lecturer in international law at the ANU College of Law, ending that report by Sonia Lal.